WKJAN Sports.
It is time now for a check of sports. Good morning once again. I'm Rick Hansen. Our sports report is brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. In sports, the University of Iowa has added Troy University to its 2024 football schedule. That announcement was made Friday by the Iowa Athletics Department. The addition of Troy visiting Kinnick Stadium on September 14th of 2024 completes Iowa's 2024 schedule, and it marks the first football game between those two programs. Additional non-conference games include Iowa hosting Illinois State to open the season August 31st, and Iowa State visiting Kinnick Stadium on September 7th for the annual Iowa Corn Cyhawks Series contest. The date of the Iowa State game had not previously been announced. Iowa visits Iowa State on September 6th of 2025. In addition to the contract completing the 2024 schedule, Iowa also announced a change to the 2023 schedule. Home dates with Western Michigan and Utah State have been exchanged from previous contracted dates. Utah State will visit Iowa City on September 2nd, 2023, with Western Michigan playing at Iowa on September 16th. Iowa's Big Ten Conference schedule in 2024 includes home dates with Northwestern, Maryland, Wisconsin, and Nebraska, while the Hawkeyes travel to Purdue, Rutgers, Illinois, Indiana, and Minnesota. Iowa State quarterback Brock Purdy expects the Cyclone program to make more progress. Purdy is getting ready for his junior season as the Cyclones will be in search of a fourth straight winning season and a bowl trip.
To be here for, almost 3 years now, going on 3 years, and seeing, the things that we've done has been amazing, and it's been a blessing. And, yeah, I believed in it since day one, no doubt. And I honestly believe, we're going to do even more. And but that's just something that we're going to take one day at a time and just keep sharing with our teammates and coaches and, again, take it one day at a time.
Players have been away from campus since March, and they're preparing for a return next month.
The biggest thing that we've taken away through all of this has really just been to maintain relationships. Obviously through, the online meetings and the virtual meetings and being able to text my O-line every day and my receivers and even the linebackers and like Mike and all of them, and just make sure you have your relationships going and stuff. And that's something that, Coach and all the other coaches have been preaching to us. And, I think that's really brought us together.
University of Iowa men's basketball forward Patrick McCaffrey's hardship waiver petition has been approved by the Big Ten Conference. He has 4 years of eligibility remaining. McCaffrey saw limited action in the first two games of his true freshman campaign before missing the remainder of the 2019-2020 season due to residual health and wellness issues that are related to his thyroid. McCaffrey joined the Hawkeyes after finishing his prep career at Iowa City West High School as its all-time leading scorer. He won a combined 86 games with the Trojans, including a 2017 4A state championship and runner-up finishes in 2016 and 2018. McCaffrey was a three-time All-State honoree. Iowa senior Jordan Bohannon and sophomore Jack Nungy had their hardship waiver petitions approved earlier this month. Sefner, Florida cornerback Noah Bigelow decommitted from Iowa State's 2021 recruiting class on Thursday. 6 foot, 175-pound prospect previously committed to Iowa State on April 16th. In a tweet, Bigelow announced that he was decommitting and flipping to Pittsburgh. Bigelow is ranked number 82 at cornerback and number 124 in the state of Florida. Iowa State has picked up a commitment from three-star defensive Tyler Onidem. The 6'4", 277-pound prospect from Richmond, Texas, is ranked as the number 78 defensive tackle and the 217th player in Texas, according to 24/7 Sports composite rankings. Onidem chose ISU over other reported offers from Boston College, Colorado State, and UNLV, among others. The Cyclones now have 14 known commits in the class, which ranks 28th overall and number 3 in Big 12, as per 24/7 Sports. The University of Iowa, pending approval by the Board of Regents, State of Iowa will break ground in late fall on a $4 million state-of-the-art soccer operations facility on the west side of the Iowa Soccer Complex. The new space will be open in time for the 2021 fall season, the 25th year of Iowa women's soccer. You can read more about what that proposed facility, which is funded entirely by private support, will include on the KJAN.com sports page. Dave Delaney is entering his seventh season as the soccer program's head coach. During the 2019 season, Delaney led the Hawkeyes to one of their best seasons in program history, tying a school record with 15 victories en route to the second NCAA tournament appearance in school history. The Hawkeyes won 7 Big Ten games, tied for the most all-time, and achieved their highest ranking, number 19, in program history during the regular season. Delaney has won 61 games during his Iowa tenure. The program has earned the United Soccer Team Academic Award each season, and Iowa had a school record of 19 academic All-Big Ten selections in 2019. And finally, in sports, new Griswold head boys basketball coach Jake Spear is eager to be given the opportunity to coach early in his career. Spear was not looking to coach at the high school level right away coming out of college, but the opportunity to become an assistant early was too big to pass up. Spear said his confidence built as he got more years of experience.
Definitely want to be a teacher and a coach. Actually, I'll be honest with you, it wasn't really on my radar to be a high school coach right away. That was the only basketball job that Griswold had open, the assistant coach. So I took my shot at it, and then, you know, I started realizing, you know, I could probably do this as a head coach too. So, you know, I just kind of, my confidence started to build as I started and got a few more years of experience.
And game coaching at the junior varsity level has really benefited Spear early in his career. Spear praised his old high school basketball coach, Daryl Burmeister, and how he wants to implement some of his philosophies in the future.
At the JV level, you know, doing that in-game coaching has, you know, help me experience certain situations that I might not have been good at handling my first year that I got a lot better at this year as well. And then, you know, give credit to my old high school coach too. I've learned a lot from him in the past, Burmeister at Nottoway Valley. Mm-hmm. And I'm excited to implement a few of the things that, you know, he did in the past, especially the practice intensity and the game prep. I'm looking forward to.
Spear envisions some long-term goals are to have all coaches throughout each level in the school district on the same page while trying to maintain a good number of kids out for basketball. Getting more kids out for basketball and playing all year round is a good start, said Spear.
In the long term, you know, we just want to make sure that all the coaches from K through 12 are on the same page so that we can, you know, kind of start to, you know, get the program rolling, get more kids out for basketball and keep them, you know, playing all year round.
Coach Spear will be coming into the head job looking to rejuvenate the program. The last two seasons, the Griswold Tigers have a combined 7 wins, and the last time they had a winning season was back in 2014. Sports brought to you this morning on KJAN by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.